Last week, Anthropic stood on the global stage and begged the world's AI labs to install a coordinated brake pedal on frontier AI development, because they're terrified that models are getting dangerously close to recursive self-improvement. But this week, they threw the pause button in the wood chipper and slammed the gas pedal through the floor by releasing the most powerful AI model the world has ever seen. Its name is Claude Fable, a Mythos-class model that's been carefully lobotomized for safe consumption by the average NPC. Despite the guardrails, smart people are calling this their singularity moment, and Fable absolutely embarrasses GPT 5.5 on the Trust Me Bro coding benchmarks. Right now feels like 2003, when Google was overtaking Yahoo as the dominant search engine, and coincidentally, Google's Gemini is like Alta Vista in this analogy. We're living through another iteration of the hype cycle, but is Fable actually legit? Or is it just a move to pump up the numbers before Anthropic goes public? I've been poking it with a stick for the last few hours, and in today's video, we'll find out if Fable is the real deal. It is June 11th, 2026, and you're watching The Code Report. This week is historic. On Friday, SpaceX will go public, and a new world order will emerge. Fang is long gone, Gay Man is dead, and we're about to enter the age of Gay Manos, which is Mexican for gay hands. But Anthropic is the most interesting company with the most interesting logo in this list. And it's interesting that they named one model Mythos, as in myth, and another Fable, which implies that it's not real.
I don't give two f***, but I am telling you right now, that mother back there is not real.
It's almost like they're trolling us with these names, like that time Neil A went to the moon, or when Sam Bankman got fried, or when Anthony Weiner showed people his "we don't need to go there," but you get the point. Oh, and a quick side note, Sam Bankman-Fried was an early investor in Anthropic and owned an 8% stake at one point. Had he given up on the crypto grifting and just sat on that investment, he'd be one of the richest people alive right now and not in prison. Hindsight is 20/20, but how does Claude Fable differ from Claude Opus 4.8, which was just released a few weeks ago itself? Well, first of all, it's twice as expensive at $50 million per output token, or no, $50 per million output tokens versus $25 for Opus. But another caveat is that if you have a paid Claude plan right now, you can use Fable until June 22nd, after which point it will be removed and can only be used on a per token basis. That's a genius marketing move to get people FOMO subscribed to Claude, but is it really that much better than Opus? Well, Fable 5 is literally the same underlying model as Mythos 5. The only difference is the muzzle. It has a set of classifier models that will watch every query you make. And if you wander into cybersecurity, biology, chemistry, or of course, model distillation, your request gets nuked and answered by Claude Opus 4.8 instead. And that means Chinese models like DeepSeek and Kimi won't be able to give us a free and open source Fable class model anytime soon. Now, among software engineers, the initial reviews are very positive, but one of the strongest endorsements I've seen comes from the guy who created Bend, a programming language for GPUs. He called this his personal singularity moment after Fable ripped through his code and implemented massive performance improvements. There are many other stories like this, but I was skeptical, so I tried it out for myself. I was recently rejected by Y Combinator trying to get funding for my app Horse Tinder. They said the idea was brilliant, but the UI would never work because horses don't have fingers. Well, let's find out if Fable can create a better UI than a human with 20 years of web development experience. I put Fable on max effort mode and told it to come up with a UI that looks like it was created by an elite designer. After about 20 minutes of working, I was shocked by the result. I got a pop-up window demanding I pay more money for Fable to finish the job. I felt like I was getting scammed by a developer on Elance, but luckily, we could see some of its work in progress. It created this absolutely gorgeous UI, and one of the most impressive things is that the SVG horse actually looks like a horse and not just a bunch of random shapes. AI typically has a hard time generating vector graphics, but all the icons in this UI look great. And it even nailed the Tinder-style drag animation when swiping left or right. It also has some nice creative touches, like yay or nay, and even put the word strictly confidential at the bottom to make this app seem special to investors. I'm highly confident this will make YC 2027, especially when combined with Render, the sponsor of today's video. It's a cloud platform for developers that lets you ship production-grade apps and agents without managing infrastructure. That's because it runs your whole stack in one place, with your web services, Postgres, cron jobs, and workers all wired together by default, so you only need to worry about one dashboard and one mental model. You start by just connecting a repo and pushing your code, then Render will build and deploy automatically. It auto-scales with you up to millions of users with a full observability stack built in. And if you're building an AI app, Render workflows gives gives you an execution engine that will automatically retry when something fails, so your agents don't crash and burn on a long-running task. Over 6 million developers use Render today, and the first 2,000 people to enter this promo code will get $50 in free credits. This has been the Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.